Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With that, it's Tuesday, and you know what that means. Day two of Lochmas.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. I asked Ken before the show, Ken, like, what's the theme of Lochmas that I can promote? And basically, it's just the word over. So there you have it. Lucky Santa, what have you got for us here, day two of Lochmas?
I think, so tomorrow, Eyes Bleed Games. Thursday, biggest games of the week. And then Friday, full card. Obviously, the rest of the week set. Eyes Bleed Games, pretty, like, tame this week by comparison. I mean, we had UMass UConn a couple weeks ago. It's like, it's not going to get any worse than that. Tuesday is always kind of like up in the air. I think last week it was like, yes, I'm betting Oklahoma to win the national championship at these prices. And like, here's one or two other bets. I think it was actually the Iowa State under, which was so good until it wasn't. Field goal with a minute left to lose by like a half was awesome. The theme of this is, yeah. And I think people who listen to the show and listen to the segment know, like, I don't just bet the over at every game. I'm not like just like favorites and overs. It's not like about, you know, the really standard, like, kind of public type bets or whatever. Like, I give out pretty equal opportunity with the types of bets we give out on the show. In fact, even I'm looking at Saturday right now. I think I put in like 17 total bets for Saturday, and like 60% unders basically. So this is a rare occurrence, a bizarre occurrence. It just happens to be the way the games are scheduled and the way it shakes out. I basically bet every over already in the games that are taking place on Thursday and Friday. So there are four games on Thursday, four games on Friday, FBS versus FBS schools. There's a couple, I think, FBS, FCS games that are taking place on those nights. But there are four games Thursday, four games Friday. I have bet seven of the overs. So, like, just, I don't even know. I can't remember, like, in the years I've been doing this and even making these projections, I can't remember an occurrence where this has happened. But, like, they're all really good, I think. And there's only one that's moved into a range Some of them have been, some of them have actually moved opposite by a half point. Some of them have stayed the same. A few have gone up a lot. Only one has moved into a range where it's unbettable. So like, I don't even think you're really getting like way worse of the number in almost all these games. So we can go through them here really quickly on Thursday. So the 21st, Tulane SMU opens 69 and a half or 70. It's 70 and a half right now. Half point above nice. And it, the bet still remains nice, even at 70, 70 and a half. This, I think, could be bet up to 72 over in Tulane SMU. That's bet number one. We'll just go down the list on Thursday. Louisiana Lafayette's playing Arkansas State. This one got hit pretty hard because the opener of 66 was completely insane. My total projection for the game is 73 and a half. We're already up to almost 70.
I always love that.
It's like everyone looked and everyone knew it was wrong in the same direction, to be honest. At least the people that are betting like me early in the week, we'll see when the heavy hitters come in, maybe they agree, maybe they disagree. But for now, honestly, 69 and a half is still a play worth making. 70, 70 and a half would still be bets. So still room to bet this over, in my opinion. Louisiana Lafayette and Arkansas State, Florida and Atlantic and Charlotte, another game that's gone up 2 points, but has room to go. Open 55, now 57. My number's 61. Again, like room for it to bet this again for like another couple points, I think. San Jose State, UNLV, the one game we're not betting over, 46 and a half. Nobody bet it. It stayed the same. My number's 46 and a half. So there you go. Friday, there are four games. And yes, that means we get to bet a UConn over again. One of the absolutely eyes bleed bets of the season. I think we bet it twice and gone 1-1 or three times and gone 1-2. I remember the one that we won, I believe, was Vanderbilt, and it was like crazy and we needed a miraculous series of events to make it happen. They're playing Middle Tennessee State in Storrs, Connecticut. Good seats probably still available at Rentschler Field in Hartford for this one. Total 56 currently in the market. My number is about 60, so room to play this up like at least another point and a half. Spoiler alert, like I like all the overs on Friday. There's four games. Memphis, UCF. This one has moved the opposite way, but not with any particular strength, about a half point. I like the over here, 63, 64. A couple points up on that is good in my opinion. Colorado State, Utah State's the one that's moved enough that it actually is out of range where you can bet it. Sorry about that, but the other ones are still in range. Open 54 and a half. Now it's 58. My number's 58 and a half. Like tiny bet over if you really want to, but that's when I'd actually pass now on at this number. And then we bet the Arizona over last week. They played Colorado. I think Colorado won that game 27 to nothing, which is really unfortunate. I show value on the, I made an adjustment to, like a big adjustment to Arizona, to be perfectly honest. This number opened 45. It's basically stayed there. My projection's a little over that. I'm not saying this is going to be like some awesome game. These are disastrous teams to watch. Nobody who's watched these two teams would disagree that the total should be very low in this game. Like, of course it should be a very low total. I just think it should be slightly higher than it is right now. So 45, 45 and a half, and 46 would be bets to the over in Washington and Arizona. So basically, to summarize, there are eight games on Thursday and Friday combined. In San Jose State, UNLV, nothing. In Colorado State, Utah State, over if you want to, but the number's gotten out of control. All six other games, current numbers, I have bet on the over. Feel free to join me. It's going to be an eventful Thursday and Friday. That is day two of Lockmas.
I got news for you, buddy. I'm joining you.
It'll be a busy week. Wait. Busy week of totals this week. A lot of stuff going on.
Love it. Let's go over on all of them. It's always more fun that way, so we love that. And that is day two of Lockmas. On the other side, it's your favorite handicapper's favorite segment. The games that Ken Barkley's already bet for the coming week in the National Football League.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.